Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Yes, it is 2020 here on Kingdom Pursuits. It is the first show of the decade. And so we have lined up just like, oh my goodness, God has taken these people's passion and used it to build the kingdom. And really, how cool is it that, I mean, many of you are like probably like me thinking, gee, for 2020, I would really like to get fit. Fit both spiritually, physically, all that stuff. So we've brought it to you. We have David and Aaron. If you put them together, it becomes Darren.
That's right.
We have David and Aaron Jeffries with Family Fit Ministries Wrecked to Restore. Welcome, David.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, it's really fun. And so when I just throw that concept up to you, now here we are, 2020, a lot of people are thinking, man, there was one too many fruitcakes, a little too much eggnog. You know? There's hope, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. There is. Absolutely. In so many areas of our life, there's hope.
And so we're gonna be talking about that. And I know you're going to be interested in some of what they are going to have to share. But also with us today, we have Linda Ferguson. And she is an author. She just finished her third book in her Lion and Butterfly series, which actually I've talked to Linda on the other two books before. So welcome back, Linda.
Hi.
Book is called A Royal Father. Yeah. So how cool is that? I love that title. So I'm curious, why did you call your book A Royal Father?
Well, because that's the area of darkness that I had come out of, because the book series follows the dark places that I come out of into the kingdom light of, you know. So the darkness for me in this particular book and that I'm trying to talk about is orphan mindset, where you're...
Oh, wow, yeah, the orphan spirit.
Orphan mindset. And yeah. So you're coming out of that and to understand that you belong to a royal father, which makes you really...
So you, protected. Too, have been wrecked to restore. It seems like we have a trend going on here. That's cool. That is so cool, Linda. We also have with us, and I'm really very excited to hear about it because I know her story, and I think y'all are going to love it. And I actually love where I think we're headed here with that. But we have Beth Burns. And she is the author of a book called, and how perfect for 2020, right? Launch Your Life. So, creating a life in service of God. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you.
And so, you know, it's time to launch, you know, isn't it? Like today?
It is. 2020 is a good year to launch something.
And so, how did, is this your first book, Beth?
It's my husband and I, it's our first book, and it came out in August. And our second book is launching right now, which is a companion action planner and self-guided journal. And it really is about dreaming and creating a full life in service of God when it's just not that straightforward in today's day and age when you finish with your formal
right.
education.
So if this is your first time to listen to Kingdom Pursuits, number one, thank you for listening. I mean, that's huge. But the idea originally behind the show years and years and years ago was Stu and I was that ordinary people get a call from God to do extraordinary things, and then they begin to walk into it. So how does God take your passion? So you can hear that in Linda. You can hear it in Beth. You can hear it in David and Aaron that, oh, this happened. They were just ordinary people. Then all of a sudden something happened, and God came in, and they felt a call. And then what? You're going to write a book? and it may sound easy, but I assure you, it's not even close. And then you got to find all these things, and God takes you on this adventure when you begin to walk into it. So you, listening right now, like, man, what's God putting on your heart, and what's that passion, and what might that look like to actually walk into that adventure that God is calling him into? So, Jasper, speaking of fit, you know, I had to get to my actual riddles here at some point, so... Speaking of fit, the Jeffries, they ensure your safety while exercising through their fitness protection program. You may come on now, Linda. That's pretty funny. The fitness protection program. You wondered about that. And I know I need to build up my fitness with exercise and good health, but at the same time, my body's telling me, no way. That's W-H-E-Y, no way.
Oh,
okay. For those of you who, you know, are big protein. Yeah, Jasper got it. I like that. He's smiling. Okay. All right. And the Jeffries felt their work with the overweight was a good fit. That's just no doubt. But David, being a pastor, and you didn't know this, but David's actually one of the pastors at a church here locally. We'll get into that. But at times, to help people get fit, especially the possessed, right, he has to get them exercised. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a different kind of exercise, and you know, like, is it Linda Blair? Was that her name? Anyway, you knew at the end of all those shenanigans, I would actually have a riddle, which I actually like this riddle today, and I'm very excited about you listening that you could call in and win today. Which king of Israel was not fit for battle when he went to Gath and threw fits and spittle went down his beard? Which king of Israel was not fit for battle when he went to Gath and threw fits and spittle went down his beard? And if you can guess that, you got to call us at 866-348-7884. And if they do, Jasper, tell them what they'll win.
They'll win a book from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault.
And boy, do we have books. We have loads and loads of books from all these wonderful authors we have on all the time. All you have to do is call us at 866-348-7884. And I got to tell you, I'm personally shocked that we have lines open, folks. This is not a hard question. This is an easy one. You got a free book coming. All you got to do is call 866-348-7884. Tell us which king of Israel was not fit for battle when he went to Gath and threw fits and spittle came down his beard. There's still no lights lit. Jasper, we need better gifts or something. People to call. But getting back to David, you are a pastor here. Tell us about your church and a little bit about that aspect of your life.
Yeah, so student and family pastor at Union Grove Baptist Church in Lexington, so just right down the road here. And we're just so thankful that the Lord has opened that door for us, and just a great church, a great ministry, a great opportunity for our kids. And for the students there, our church also has a Christian school. And so just a great opportunity that we have there to minister and just really see the Lord work. And we're just thankful to be there and thankful to be in this area.
Right. And so when you guys came, Aaron, were you doing this kind of work with fitness in where you left?
Yeah. I've been involved with it for about 10, 15 years.
Really?
Yeah, for a long time. Just part-time for a little bit, and then moved into it full-time within the last year. Mm-hmm.
So was that something that you felt God called you to do originally, or something that, like, oh, God's in this?
Originally, it was just kind of a side thing. I always had a passion for it just because it affected my life when I was really young. And I never really saw how it could connect with God. I always thought this was, you know, your spiritual life and then your physical life, exercising, doing it on the side, and I never thought it could connect or never understood how it could connect until this past year.
So Beth, for you, right, you and your husband, how did that happen? Like all of a sudden, okay, honey, we're going to write a book. I mean, what in the heck?
Well, we have four daughters between 20 and 25. Four daughters between 20 and 25, 21, 20, 20, 21, 23, and 25. And we,
Beth, I hate to tell you this. We have to go to a break. So when we come back, we're going to find out about the four daughters and launch your life, because apparently there's a lot going on there. Meanwhile, oh my goodness. I mean, this is not a hard question. Don't disappoint me. Which king of Israel was not fit for battle? 866-348-7884. A little spittle action down the beard. You know who I'm talking about.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. A lot of people wonder why Jesus had to suffer so horribly. Why so much cruelty at the cross? Isaiah chapter 52 even says that Jesus was so badly beaten, so terribly disfigured, that he looked, quote, beyond human likeness. In short, he didn't even look human. It was that bad. But why? Well, I've read through the Bible many times, and I can say this. When it comes to the gruesome, awful death of Jesus and all that pain and torture, we have a clear and unmistakable picture of how much God hates sin. 1 John chapter 2 says that Christ was the propitiation for our sin. That is, God poured out all his wrath and anger against you and your sin, and he poured it on Jesus. Our Savior volunteered to take the blow so that you would not have to. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We are so blessed today to have with us Beth Burns. She's the author of Launch Your Life, Creating a Life in Service of God. And Linda Ferguson, she is the author of her third book in the Lion and Butterfly series called A Royal Father. But I should also tell you that she is leading a tour group of women to Israel in March. How fun is that? I'm jealous. We'll find out about that. And we have David and Aaron Jeffries, who are with Family Fit Ministries, Wrecked to Restore. So, and wow, what a great timely time to have somebody on talking about those kind of things for 2020. But first off, we have this riddle that has to be riddled. But before anybody hangs up because the person guessed who you thought, please don't do that, because I always love to talk to you. If you called me, I want to talk. So don't, you know, we have books, let me tell you. I've got books. So you just hang on the line. Don't get discouraged. We want to talk to you. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in. We got Earl is in Charlotte, North Carolina. Earl, you're on the Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How's it going?
I'm excited now that I have Earl to talk to. So, who was this Spittlebeard King?
Oh man, it's a real popular guy. He probably stood about 5'6", something like that. The Bible describes him as ruddy and
it does
passion. And
so here's my question, because I think we're tracking the same place, Earl. Is you remember Michelangelo did a statue of the guy? There's no beard.
Right.
How did any spittle come down this guy's face? He was clean shaven.
You know, I think he was just having a bad day at that time.
Right.
So, a bad hair day.
Yeah, he was having a bad. Yeah, so I think you may be a winner here. You're exactly right, Earl. I think we're tracking the same guy, but don't say this because we got other people that we want to have them win too. So, as you go into 2020, you know, what is kind of on your heart that you would like to see God do this year?
Wow. Man.
You didn't expect a deep question.
No, you don't have enough radio time. Honestly, wow. My goodness. I don't know how to answer that. I guess what I would really like to see in 2020 would be for the Lord to do like a makeover for me.
Oh.
And the reason for that is because I've noticed that as I look at the people in my life, like, I'm the hub of the wheel. And the people in my life are being affected one way or another. you know, by me, by my life. And I would really like for my impact to be a lot better and positive.
That's absolutely. You know, I can see exactly, you know, and it's interesting. That's kind of where what I asked for this year, too, is that.
Yeah.
That, wow, these people, the closer they are to me, the more I'm messing them up.
Right. Yeah, you get it. Yeah. Exactly.
That's so, you know, the ones that are out of the edge of the spoke, you know, those aren't. But, man, the ones that are really close to the hub, oh, man. You're exactly right. That's a beautiful picture. Earl, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. I am so thrilled with your answer and in so many different ways. Yeah. So you hang on so he can get your information. God bless you. Have a great 2020, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
Thank you. All right. We have Patty is in Cary, North Carolina. Patty, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
I am excited to hear your answer. Who was this spittle riddle?
It was King David pretending to be insane.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And so, same question to you. What do you feel God is? What kind of adventure would you like him to take you on in 2020?
Well, I tried to pick one word for the year that I would like to have the Lord work on. This year, my word, I'm pretty sure, is going to be intentional.
Wow.
And so I want to be intentional about sharing the gospel, and every person that I meet, I know this is a high goal, but to remind myself that, one, they are made in the image of God, and two, their soul is at stake. So I want to just be a light for Christ to them, whether it's through my words or actions or things like that. Yeah, so I want to be intentional with sharing the gospel. I want to be intentional looking for divine appointments.
Just like C.S. Lewis said, right? We never met a mere mortal. And that's beautiful.
Oh, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Patty.
Yeah.
God bless you. I appreciate
that.
You're
very welcome.
And I'm I'll pray along those lines for you. I hope you have a 2020.
Thank you,
Patty.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
All right. We have, I think it's Gwen in South Carolina. Gwen, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to talk with you this morning. I thoroughly enjoy your program.
Oh, it's a blast. we're having a great time. And now that you've called, we're having more of a blast. So,
thank you. Well, I was going to say the same thing as your previous caller, that David was feigning insanity, and they actually believed him. He was a good actor.
Yeah, he pulled it off, or God helped him to pull it off. You know, it's kind of one of those things that, like, it gives authenticity to the Bible, because who would make up a crazy story like that? You know, if you're going to write the story of how to make this famous king, whatever, you know, spittle down the beard just isn't part of what you would. Let's throw in the, you know.
That's not a look I'd want to go for, but it worked for him.
So, same question for you. What are you feeling God is doing for you this year?
Well, I'll share with you, and first, to answer your question, I'm not sure. Secondly, as coming into this new year, one of the things that the Lord has been impressing upon me coming into 2020 is, I love that song, Be Thou My Vision.
Oh, wow. And I do, too. That's one of my favorites.
Me, too. I so need that.
Well, and it brings out the Irish in me, I think.
Never would have taken you for Irish. But anyway.
Let me just share with you that Dillmore, which is my last name, actually my Irish ancestors received so much prejudice about being Irish that they changed Delmara to Dillmore, and that's where that came from. And so... Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you just when you were on a roll, but I didn't want anybody to think I wasn't Irish.
A little factoid there. So anyway, that's that's my word this year is vision. And have actually, for the first time in my 69 years, have thought about doing a vision board from a Christian biblical perspective, just pursuing the Lord in that. And
well, go ahead. Wait husband, a minute. When you said that, I mean, my guests are hitting each other and elbowing. And so, Erin, what are you talking about? Why did that excite you?
Oh, she was talking about the vision board. That's something that I'm gonna do. I'm actually going to the store after we leave here to get some supplies to do a vision board.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Well, we are on the
same. Well, now I got two people that know what a vision board is, but there's a third one here who has no clue. What is a vision board? Gwen, what is it?
Well, it's pretty cost effective for one thing. I mean, you can just get a piece of poster board and and some magazines. You can actually YouTube and see what some others have done in terms of a template. A Christian template for that vision board, and you have some different areas, your family and business or hobbies, faith, scripture verse perhaps, which is kind of what your goals are. And I think I think probably our friend here would agree that as a believer. To really seek the Lord about that. You know, I can have my ideas, but we really
If I'm understanding, you got this poster, and it's got a picture of this that you feel like God's, you know, obviously based on Proverbs, what is it, 28:19, where there's no vision, the people perish and cast off restraint, right? So
that and another scripture is Habakkuk 2:2. And Habakkuk 2:2, it also talks about writing it plainly on the tablet.
Yes.
For myself, that can be a poster board.
So but you put it right there, so you look at it.
All these different areas of our lives.
That's beautiful.
Your family, So we'll see. But I'm asking him to be my vision in that. What is his vision for me in this upcoming year?
I'm going to have to go play Be Thou My Vision all the way home now because I love that. And that is just so awesome. Well, thank you so much. I kind of feel a little guilty that I didn't get to Linda or Beth in this segment. So we're going to get back with all our guests. But we had so many wonderful callers. And, wow, I learned something about a vision board. And it just what neat stuff our listeners on the Truth Network are up to. So very exciting. We got so much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. We're going to jam-pack it into the last half hour, so stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. This being our first show of the decade. We're trying to make an impact as we all look forward to 2020, this decade, and kind of see where God is taking us. And so we've lined up David and Erin Jeffries with Family Fit Ministries. Linda Ferguson, who is her new book, A Royal Father, which I'm very excited about. And wow, if we could just get rid of that thinking we had to do everything on our own and that orphan spirit, that would be huge. And Beth Burns, the author of Launch Your Life, Creating a Life in Service of God. So we can finally get back to them now. We got Beth. So Beth, where are you calling from today?
I am from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wow. Is it cold up there?
It is. Yeah, it's kind of cold, kind of dreary, but.
Okay, well, it's all right. That's why you need to launch your life, because it, you know.
It is why you need to launch your life.
If you're in.
I could finish the question.
Yeah, I was hoping that we could do that. So how did your husband and you decide to do that?
So what happened is our four daughters, as they were moving through college and their formal education, they were moving forward kind of with some vigor, with some spirituality and some vocational intention. Intention's a good word today on the program. We started working with their friends because they asked us to. And then our friends that were our age started asking us to work with their children about moving forward and creating a full life in service of God. And then our minister asked us to do some classes, which we started doing. And then our minister said, well, hey, if you guys are up for it, why don't you guys think about writing a book? And so now we do workshops, we do classes, we do one-on-ones, we
traveled all over the country, done a little bit of international work, helping, you know, largely people in their 20s figure out how to formulate a dream in a secular pursuit. We are not in the ministry. We've never been in the ministry, but we do believe in a full life that's in service of God and not the compartment. Sometimes is how Christianity can feel, or we define that for ourselves in a smaller box than what we think God would have in mind. And so the book is filled with a lot of biblical examples. Nehemiah asked for a sabbatical to go back to Jerusalem to build a wall. And if you put that in contemporary terms, that's a full life in service of God. But the boss, who actually wasn't of his same faith. So we try to bring the Bible alive in today's world as working people, as people had a full life that they dedicated to God, and how God used their careers and their professions. Joseph, Nehemiah, Lydia, Priscilla and Aquila.
So as you listen to, you know, Gwen, our last caller, and actually Aaron has got this vision board, you know, that they're describing for 2020. What does that conjure up in Launch Your Life?
Well, the idea of, I am familiar with the idea of a vision board, and even the idea with living our lives with intention. When people hear us talk, we're in that same kind of intention ourselves as authors, as speakers, and as helpers of young people. It's not very straightforward today in your 20s. You know, we do try to work with young people as well as older people, trying to mentor young people in issues of debt and issues of underemployment, because many college graduates are underemployed versus the careers with which they are getting a degree in. It's just not as straightforward today as it was, say, I mean, I have adult children, and so I'm in my 50s. It's not as straightforward today trying to launch a job or a career or a life that's in service of God compared to when I was pursuing my first professional or my first job.
Wow. And moving on to Linda and your book, right, A Royal Father. So as you listen to this discussion and you think about, is the main character from, you know, The Lion and the Butterfly coming now through to the Royal Father, is it the same character, Linda?
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. So they have been living this intentional life that they've obviously been through, similar to your story.
Mm-hmm.
That I get a sense that some of the things that God worked through with you in the original book, in The Lion and the Butterfly, and now we're finding is here at The Orphan Spirit. And so as you look at 2020, and I couldn't agree with you more, and interestingly for me, what you don't know is that I lost my father in March, and mm-hmm. I found myself for the first time like, oh my goodness, I am an orphan. both my parents are dead. And I am now the matriarch, you know, the oldest male in the family. And like all of a sudden, all sorts of things happened to me. And you know what came on me was the orphan spirit. Like, and so it was really trying to get connected back to the father, because I recognized that that's a big part of what happens is that orphan spirit is looking for some place to come, and he'll come on you, won't he?
Yeah, he will. Yes. Yes, the book, it took me into such different places as the healing process took place as I wrote it. And one of the things that it has done is to take me into study of the book of Esther and how Esther was an orphan, and she came into the kingdom for such a time as this. And I was in NRB, National Religious Broadcasting, in California last March 16th, a year to the date for when I will be leaving to go to Israel. In my hotel room, the Lord showed up and said that I have prepared you all your life, like Esther, for such a time as this. And he began to download a lot of things into me. And this was, I was there to launch this book and talk about it. And he has kind of launched me into a whole different thing having to do with going to Israel and taking women to Israel. And so my passion, my call that the Lord has developed really over a whole lifetime. I'm 69 years old now, and here I am launching into this whole thing of bringing women out of some dark places and helping them to recognize who they are as the royal daughter, that they're in the kingdom for such a time as this.
Oh,
and their design is unique to them.
That's absolutely, absolutely beautiful. So, Aaron, speaking of dark times, you know, the question that you couldn't help but ask, you said that God, the reason that you ended up in this ministry is God took you through one. So could you start that story for us?
Yeah. Well, where to start? I guess I'll just start David and I's story, how we met in college and got married and had big dreams and desires and hopes to just live a life that we felt God called us to be in the ministry. And just through circumstances and just different events, we ended up separating and then being divorced for about 7 years apart. But over the last couple of years, God restored our marriage, and we got, what was the date? I'm terrible with dates. February 18th. God reunited us, and we got remarried.
Well, yeah, and so I'm hoping that listeners are hearing something that just like, oh my God, oh, there's hope.
There's
hope out there.
There is hope, but when you go through those dark times, sometimes you don't see it and you don't feel it. I never thought I would be a product of divorce. Both of us were raised in homes with both of our parents, church all the time, and reading the Bible, and we went to Christian college, and you just never thought that this would happen in your life. But there is hope. And seeing that on the other side now, you just fill with hope on the other side. But when you're going through that time, that dark time, sometimes there you feel like you have no hope. But looking back, you know, there were people in my life that God placed that reached down and I know prayed for me and reached out to me. And so that's why we have a passion now to reach out to others, because how can people learn of how to have hope if we don't share our story?
Yeah, family fit has a lot bigger implication to it than just fitness.
Right. Yes.
Absolutely.
It has to do with family and being fit. So yes. We saved that little tidbit for those of you who, you know, this is going to be awesome. So we got another segment to go. We're so glad that you stay tuned. We got so much more coming up from Family Fit. Oh, by the way, if you go to kingdompursuits.com, you can find out about Family Fit and how to get them involved in your church. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're so blessed to have with us Beth Burns, the author of Launch Your Life, Creating a Life of Service in God. Linda Ferguson, author of the third book now of her Lion and Butterfly series called A Royal Father. And she, as you just heard, was leading a group to Israel in March. And so if you're interested in that, just contact me and I will get you up with Linda. And also, if you're interested in Family Fit, which you're going to be more interested in a minute, then you can go to kingdompursuits.com and find out all about that. But along those lines, we heard Aaron's side of the story of what Family Fit Ministries is, but that was a dark time for you too, wasn't it, David?
Oh, absolutely. And I think our passion and our burden comes from, we've just encountered so many people that find themselves in this dark place and with no idea how to get out of it. It seems as if there's no hope. And in our case, we didn't even realize that we were in those dark places until we were there. And then it wasn't just that we visited these dark places, we dwelt there. And that was exactly what Satan wanted us to do, you know, and we dwelt there. And our story tells a little bit about that, of how we were in church ministry and we were leading and Aaron was leading the choir and we were doing all of the right things except taking care of ourselves spiritually. And we were feeding other people, but we weren't feeding ourselves. And we didn't realize really the state that we were in until it was too late. And what we have learned now is that even when we think it's too late, it's never too late for God to restore hope and do a miraculous thing.
So Family Fit Ministries is a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So it is. There's some fitness stuff that mm-hmm. that you do. That I mean, I see all these people lost all this weight, yeah. but Family Fit is a lot to do with opportunities to bring hope into families that.
It is. It is predominantly just about health and being healthy in our relationships, being healthy in our families, being healthy, having healthy relationships with our kids and our and those people around us. But what we have found as Erin has launched into her own business of health coaching and I'm in the ministry, in pastoral ministry, what we have found is that our physical health oftentimes plays a big role into our spiritual health. Yeah. And when we don't feel well and we don't act well and we're just not up to par, then that affects us spiritually. And when our spiritual health is affected, then our relationships are affected.
Mm. And it's when like our, that hub of the wheel. That
mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. It is.
And so the people that are close to you are affected by all those.
Right.
All those different things, both emotional and physical and, mm-hmm. and spiritual. There's all sorts of aspects.
That's right. Every bit of it. You know, when we're physically healthy, then I can live a life that is spiritually healthy and have a greater impact right. on those people around me and my family, in my own house, to the students that I minister to and to our just the doors that God opens for us. You know, it just all works together.
But the other thing, it just jumps out at me, is I actually have two friends, dear friends, close, very, that are both divorced. Mm-hmm. But I can tell there's a sense of, in both cases, they really long to have what you guys have.
Yeah.
And in some cases, they're actually working a little bit in that direction. And wow, what a benefit to be able to contact somebody that is like, mm-hmm. yeah, we've been comforted with this comfort, and now, you know, you're in a situation to comfort others. And so moving along to Beth, who is launching your life down there in Cincinnati, or up there in Cincinnati. Wow, what is in this book that you just want everybody, like the one part that you can hardly wait till they read this chapter? You can hardly wait till they read this part. What would that be, Beth?
You know, the front section about the book is about understanding God and dreaming. We think that the world is in sore need of dreamers. And if people can get one thing, it's that God does have a plan for your life. And if you understand how you're made, if you're self-aware, you walk closely with God, you can figure out those dreams. Once you have those dreams, you can create some intention and you can create a plan. But we would want to offer young people a hope of walking with God when you spend so many of your hours a week in some kind of a job. You know, we would want for people to feel a deep sense of purpose, that God has got them by the hand, no matter what their profession is, whether it's in the ministry or it's not. But at the core, we would want to capture people's deep desire for creating a dream in their lives.
Wow, that's beautiful. Absolutely wonderful. And Linda, same question to you. Wow. We don't have time. Well, we're going to ask a question anyway. Linda, what are you? We're very, very excited. People are going to read about the Royal Father. To make sure, you got about 20 seconds to get that in there.
Just to be able to learn to listen to the Father. Be still, quiet your soul that you might hear Father's voice telling you how much he loves you.
Abba Father, that's absolutely awesome. Again, her book, A Royal Father, available on Amazon, as well as Launch Your Life, Creating a Life in Service, and Family Fit Ministries are right there at Kingdom Pursuits, kingdompursuits.com, as well as podcasts of the show. So thank you for listening. You got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Encouraging prayer coming up next. Stay tuned.